Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 19 months ago, I visited relatives near Raleigh, North Carolina. As I often do when I travel, I visited some local coin dealers. I asked them why that state did not yet have a sales and use tax exemption on the retail sales of rare coins and precious metals, as did most other states. I was told that efforts had been made to obtain one, but none had succeeded. Because of my background as a certified public accountant, I may be the national expert on sales tax collections on rare coins and bullion sales. 2 decades ago, I advocated that the state of Michigan adopt such a sales and use tax exemption, predicting that the Michigan State Treasury would actually collect more sales tax as a result. Michigan adopted a coin and bullion exemption 18 years ago. I later documented that the Michigan State Treasury not only collected higher sales taxes by doing so, it also collected more income and business taxes as well. As a result of this exemption, without any other tax incentives, the number of Michigan coin dealerships eventually grew by 65%. Industry employment doubled. Michigan coin show activity soared, bringing greater sales tax collections by the lodging and restaurant industries. My research has since been used in 11 other states to establish or expand coin and bullion sales tax exemptions. When I returned from North Carolina, I asked the National Coin Dealer Trade Association if it would be possible to seek a similar exemption in that state. The wheels started turning. 8 months ago, I returned to North Carolina to meet with that state's Secretary of the Department of Revenue and his legislative liaison to explain how such a sales tax exemption could stimulate business growth and create higher tax collections. On Tuesday this week, Governor Roy Cooper signed a law exempting all legal tender coins and currency and precious metals bullion sales from sales and use taxes. North Carolina is now the 36th state, including all 10 of the most populous, with a complete or partial sales tax exemption on such merchandise. Next, that's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.